Yesterday, the Autism Society of Newfoundland and Labrador announced the construction of a $300,000 solar-powered year-round greenhouse. This project will combine green technology with jobs for community members on the autism spectrum. Delia Warren is the East Coast Director of Iron and Earth. They're one of the partners behind the greenhouse. She joins me live in studio. Morning, Delia.
Good morning.
Tell us about the project.
Okay, so this is a project that Iron and Earth East initiated almost 3 years ago now. We wanted a place where we could showcase renewable energy technology and show some of the innovative ways it could be used. So in this situation, it would be food sustainability, growing food locally year-round. And so basically, we started off with the project looking for somebody that could actually execute it. We were in the business of promoting renewable energy, not growing vegetables. So Conservation Corps NL actually introduced us to the Autism Society, and the timing was just right. They were looking to expand their services. They currently operate a couple social enterprises that depend on their own local farming and growing operations, the pantry, cafe and catering, as well as Good Roots Gardening. And so they were looking to expand, and they saw this project as an opportunity to do that. So we decided we'd partner. And ever since then, we've been working on ways to get this project off the ground and build this year-round greenhouse on their property at Clinch Crescent in St. John's.
What's going to make it unique? Greenhouses are as old as time. What makes this one unique?
So I guess the most unique aspect is that this is going to be a year-round greenhouse. So it's a permanent structure. It doesn't look like a typical greenhouse. It's wood frame construction, and it's kind of built into the side of a hill bank. And also the fact that it's essentially a net zero building. So it's going to be generating as much energy as it consumes over the course of a year.
What are the benefits for you and for the society?
So for Iron and Earth, we really saw this as a demonstration project. We're really trying to promote renewable energy in Newfoundland and Labrador. And one of the best ways to do that is to have a place people can go and see renewable energy in action. So the Autism Society, it's a very accessible site. They've got a lot of great things going on at that location. It's very central in the city. And it'll give people a chance to get in and see actual solar panels installed. We've also done a couple solar installation training courses, teaching electricians on the island how to install solar in grid-tied systems. And so this actually was a way to get people that had done our training courses to have hands-on experience. So we've actually got 3 kilowatts of solar already installed on an adjacent building, and people that did our solar installation training course were the ones that actually put the solar up on that roof.
So this is tried and true technology.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You see this all over the world. It's nothing new. Some people think it's new to us in Newfoundland and Labrador, but there's absolutely no reason that it wouldn't work here. And, you know, we wanted to really promote the net metering program as well. So that's what this greenhouse is going to be operating under, using essentially the provincial utility grid as storage, per se, for the system. So any excess solar energy that we generate will go back on the grid. And then when we don't get quite enough sun, so in the winter when you've got shorter days, we'll be drawing from the grid for our electricity then and just paying for the net amount that is either used or produced.
That's the number one issue. Excuse me, people bring up is solar. My goodness, it's not sunny here. How do you address that issue?
Well, I mean, solar is more about the number of sun hours in a day than, you know, the temperature or the fog or what have you. I mean, you can still use solar powers to generate energy on a foggy day. You're just not going to get as much out of it. And believe it or not, we actually have about the same number of sun hours per year as Bavaria in Germany. I always use that example because that's one of the regions in Germany with the most installed solar capacity. So there's absolutely no reason you can't use solar here. And also a bit of an unknown fact, solar panels produce above the rated capacity when it's cold out. So in a place like Newfoundland, especially on a day like today, you'll see solar panels really having a spike in generation when the sun is shining.
And battery technology has come a long way.
Oh, battery technology has definitely come a long way. It's still kind of the weak link in renewable energy technologies because it can be very expensive to build. But in a system like the one we're building with the Autism Society, there's no need for batteries because, like I said, we're using the grid, which keeps costs down, keeps reliability up, and makes it a nice, tidy system.
Are you getting any uptake from other organizations like Food First NL or the provincial government? Because we talk about food security and local production, whether it be for schools or hospitals or our own consumption. Getting any uptake elsewhere?
Oh, certainly. We've been talking with a number of different groups, Food First NL being one of them. I've been talking with some community groups in Gander and elsewhere. And what we really wanted was to be able to use this project in other places once we've proven the technology. So yes, this is our first year-round greenhouse. It's a bit experimental, but what we're hoping is if this is successful or if we find ways to improve the technology going forward, making those plans available for other organizations to then build similar projects. And it's a very scalable greenhouse as well. The construction that we've chosen, you can make it bigger, you can make it smaller to adapt it for other uses. So hopefully this is something that'll catch on and be able to benefit numerous communities across Newfoundland and Labrador.
The benefit to the community is going to be significant when we talk about partnering with the Autism Society. As a social enterprise, this has got a lot of angles. It's not just feel good, but it is a really good place to start with the technology you bring into town.
Oh, absolutely. And they'll be able to hire more people with ASD to work at their site to get valuable skills training, job training. And again, it grows vegetables, which are used in the pantry, which is their second social enterprise. So it's basically growing their whole ability to generate revenue to run their services, which are very badly needed in this province, and they've got a growing demand all the time. So it's really a unique system. They've already got a closed loop farming system where they grow their own vegetables, use those in the pantry, and then the organic waste from the pantry goes into their industrial composter, which generates compost, which is then used in their gardens again. So it's already a very sustainable process, and we're also hoping to raise a bit of awareness about that, about closed loop gardening and the benefits of that within our province.
I've done a lot of work with the Autism Society, so I think this is a wonderful partnership. Congratulations and good luck.
Thank you very much.
That's Delia Warren. She is the East Coast Director of Iron and Earth, and of course they are now partnering with the Autism Society Newfoundland and Labrador for a year-round solar panel-driven greenhouse.